Feel Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
ታሪኩ እንደዚህ ነው። ስራ እንዳልሰራ ምቀኛ የበዛ አለፈ ጊዜያቱ በዋዛ ፈዛዛ ስሙ
እርሃ የማደፈኝ ጭሯ
Yeah.
ለዚህ ነው ለዚህ ነው ከልቤ እንዲህ አሳሰበኝ ዘመኑን እንድለው ጭሮ የማድርነኝ
Remember that don't let him waste your time. You've got nothing to show, so I'm telling that it's now or never. And then go, 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 go. He can have his space, yeah, he can take his time. Don't let him waste your time. Don't let him waste your time. Don't let him waste your time. No, don't let him waste your time. Don't let him waste your time.
Can you see the world? Can you tell that I wanna help myself? But if it happened that I stick you for your ring, don't be mad at me, it's a survival thing. Look into my heart, I can feel your fear. Take another look, can you hold my stare? Why are you afraid of my younger face? Or is it this thing bulging in my waist? Look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? Keep us some better way. Things are really bad. The only friend I know is this gun I have. Listen to my voice, this is not a threat. Oh no, you see the nine. Are you worried yet? You be talking about you want the world to cease. But when you show us hope, then we will show you peace. Look into my life, can you see my kids? And let me ask you this, you know what hungry is? Well, in this part of town, survival is my will. For you to stay alive, you got to rob and kill. Look into my house, would you live in there? Look me in the eyes and tell me that you care. Well, I made up my mind to end up in the mob. I know I'd rather die, come on, I live like dog. Look down on my shoes, can you see my toes? The struggle that we live, nobody really knows. Stop and ask yourself, would you live like that? And if you had to then, you would have bust gunshot. Look into the schools, tell me how you feel. You want the kids to learn without a proper meal. Then what you have in place to keep them out around? If them drop out of school, them out the bust them gun. Look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? Give us a better way. Things are really bad. The only friend I know is this gun I have. Listen to my voice, this is not a threat. But no, you see the nine. Are you worried yet? You be talking about you want the world to cease. But when you show us hope, then we will show you peace. Look into my mind, can you see my wealth? Can you tell that I wanna help myself? But if it happened that I stick you for your ring, don't be mad at me, it's a survival thing. Look into my heart, I can feel your fear. Take another look, can you hold my stare? Why are you afraid of my younger face? Or is it this thing bulging in my waist? Look into my life, can you see my kids? Let me ask you this, you know what hungry is?
in this part of town. Survival is my will. For you to stay alive, you got to rob and kill. Look into my house, would you live in here? Look me in the eyes and tell me that you care. Well, I made up my mind to end up in the mob. I know me rather die. I'm gonna live like God. Look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? Give us a better way. Things are really bad. The only friend I know is this gun I have. Listen to my voice. This is not a threat. But no, you see the nine. Are you worried yet? You've been talking loud. You want the world to cease. But when you show us hope, then we will show you peace.
1212, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
We'll be right back. Trust no day, I come to understand the survival by any means. Now him we day, man to day, no trust. Now how to get money to chop? Now him day for him brain. Now survival we day.
Play
it, and man go do anything to get it that the man.
first perhaps could be the perfect sea. He's nearing the brink, but he thinks first a parallel universe perhaps could be the perfect sea. He's nearing the brink, but he thinks first a parallel. I think you should know you're his favorite worst nightmare.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
They called you the new world. Who were they to understand? Unwillingly they settled here on your ancient land. They never tried to learn the language. To them you must have seemed so strange. You offered them nothing they knew. All they offered you was change. You talked with your people in silent ways that they all knew, while others learned nouns and verbs. The meaning never quite got through. Your lungs were your forests. Mighty rivers were your blood. They stole the shade from over them. Salted soil where once they stood. They called you the new world. Who were they to understand? Unwillingly they settled here upon your ancient land. They never tried to learn the language. To them you must have looked so strange. You offered them nothing they knew. All they offered you was change. You fed son and daughter, asking kindness in return. They kept poison from your waters. They knew when you should burn. But the settlers tried to change you, ignoring providence for greed. All in vain they tried to claim you, and we're still trying to succeed. Where drought follows flood. If they'd only learned the language, the simple language of the land, they could have walked beside you. You could have grown up hand in hand. For you were never the new world. You'd been here since time began. And those who'd been here with you knew the ways in which you ran. There's still time to learn the language, to seek the wisdom of their ways. And knowledge born of centuries, while ours is one of days. And knowledge born of centuries, while ours is one of days.
Recep dilemma. If I could wake to find you near me, suddenly here, out of the blue. If I could call and you could hear me, what would I say? Evangeline. If I could awake to find you sleeping here in my arms, out of the blue. If you could take my hand and keep me right here with you, Evangeline. My sunshine, light of my day, you're a star in the darkness, light years away. If I could awake to feel the sunlight all in my room, out of the blue. And if the day could break and bring me summer in bloom, Evangeline, my sunshine, light of my day, you're a star in the darkness, light years away.
Everything's grey and nothing seems worthwhile. The radio played the sort of crap the music hacks acclaim. I don't know why they call them songs, they don't deserve the name. And so I vowed to never write another song. When something weird occurred, and out of the dusty air a ghostly shape appeared, and I heard myself exclaiming, mon Dieu, zut alors, immense. I know that pipe and that moustache is the ghost of Georges Brassens. I know that pipe and that moustache is the ghost of Georges Brassens. I said, George, what are you doing here? I've seen your grave inset. He said, I've come to tell you that you shouldn't give up yet. It's all very well for you, George. Your songs brought your fame. You sold a multitude of records and all France knew your name. He said, until the age of 31, I never earned a cent. I remember the very first cheque I got, I didn't know what it meant. I never wrote for money and I never wanted fame. And if my songs had never earned us, who would have written them just the same? If my songs had never earned us, who would have written them just the same? You know, for me to be in the public, I was always an ordeal. The trappings of celebrity for me had no appeal. My needs were few. For years I lived on little more than bread and cheese. In the world of fame and fashion, I could not feel at ease. This lust for money and possessions hasn't done the world much good. For myself, I always tried to earn as little as I could. Friendship, les copains, that's what mattered in the end. And the thing that I'm most proud of is I never lost a friend. The thing that I'm most proud of is I never lost a friend. nothing is yours. I said my songs have sometimes caused offence to Christians, royal asylums, coppers and others too numerous to list. Air law, he shrugged. Some critics called my songs debased, unpatriotic, sacrilegious and in execrable taste. They didn't like the way my songs debunked authority, the law, the church, the military, eh, la gendarmerie. I lived my life, I wrote my songs the way I wanted to, and if les braves gens disapproved, I told them je m'en fous. And if les braves gens disapproved, I told them je m'en fous. For me, song has a value that money cannot buy, for songs have been my passion, the salvation of my life. The songs that I created were a gift that I could share, and I would not cheat the public, so I crafted them with care. I chose the best and brightest words and taught them how to dance. I tried up many tunes to find the one that would enhance the words. I laboured long and hard to polish, shape, refine every rhyme and every stanza, every bar and every line. And by the way, that tune you're singing sounds like one of mine. I died too soon, with many songs unborn, and that's my own regret. Remember that, he said, and now I must return to set. Merci, I said, is always good communing with the dead. And the lyrics of this song began revolving in my head. The lyrics of this song began revolving in my head.
This is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Yeah, sure, sure, sir. Internment, conscription, partition and silence. It's a law that they made to keep you and me where they think we belong. They live behind steel and bulletproof glass, machine guns and spies.
and tell us who suffer the tear gas and torture that we're in the wrong. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is the cry of the morning. The trade union leaders, the writers, the rebels, the fighters and all. And the strikers who fought with the cops at the factory gates. The sons and the daughters of unnumbered heroes who paid with their lives. And the poor folk whose class or creed or belief was their only mistake. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is the cry of the morning. They suffered the torture, they rotted.